scoring games in A-player history, 8-0 with less than a minute to play in the game was the first score. In this one, we've had two scores in less than 3.5 minutes. It's now 8-6, Deckerville leading by 2 points. As Mayville's two-point conversion no good, they squib kick it down to the 35-yard line. It's brought in by Joe DeVault, and he gets all the way across the 40 down to about the 44. Tackle made by number 10, Steven Jackson, for Mayville. First and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles at their own 44-yard line.
Both teams have no interest in kicking off to any of the playmakers on either of the teams. Squib kick again, and the up man is Joseph DeVault. He brings it up, gives Deckerville some nice field position. They're going to start in their own 44-yard line, and just in case they break a big one, Clark, they're in the I formation to start this one.
Okay, thank you, Isaac Kineth under center. It's going to be a handoff. This one is to Carlos Ibarra. He gets out to midfield, down to about the 49-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 6, maybe 7 yards in the play. Tackle made by the starting linebacker, Dylan Andrus, a 5'10", 177-pound senior. Second and 4.
Coach Brown loves the I formation for this offense. He's got very good running backs. You've seen Snyder. You're going to see Ibarra a little bit. But that fullback is crucial to this offense. When Kineth hands it off to the running back, that fullback is going to hit the hole first. And if he can pick up the linebacker, that allows these athletic running backs to go right around him and challenge these defensive backs.
It's a handoff right up the middle to number 24, Connor Lamont, the 5'10 junior for Deckerville. Gets all the way down to the 40-yard line. It's going to be a 10-yard gain, enough to move the chains. Tackle made by Dylan Andrus. First and 10 inside Mayville territory.
This Mayville defense getting absolutely destroyed on the line of scrimmage. They are going to have to dig a little deeper and stand up these offensive linemen and force these running backs to change directions. Right now, there is a gigantic hole for these running backs to run through. That time, the fullback, as soon as the ball is snapped, it's a quick dive to the fullback, and there's already a hole created for him to run through. And he broke some tackles to get a first down.
Another handoff, this one to Carlos Ibarra, has still on his feet, breaks through two tackles, has the first down, drags to the white of jersey all the way down to the 27-yard line, a gain of 13 yards in the play. Tackle made by Stephen Gilbert, starting defensive back for Mayville. Move the chains yet again for Deckerville.
And that's not good when your defensive backs are making tackles, but Gilbert coming over from that deep safety spot to make that tackle, and if he does, I think Ibarra makes it into the end zone again. There's too many opportunities for Deckerville here to score with ease. Mayville got to shore up that defense. Right now, Coach Brown and company loving what they're seeing on offense.
Isaac Kineth under center. Behind him would be number 24, Connor Lamont, fullback. Behind him, Carlos Ibarra. Hand off to Ibarra, hits the hole, has room to run, has the first down, cuts back inside. Another defender dodges out of the way and down all the way to the 15-yard line. From the 28-yard line, a 13-yard gain for Carlos Ibarra, and tackle made by Stephen Gilbert. Sound like a broken record here.
Ibarra, when he gets into the secondary, he is just so shifty. Great balance, good control of his body. Number 20 had him dead to rights, Nick Phillips, and one plant to the foot and juke to the right. Nick Phillips didn't know where he went. It completely disappeared on him, and Carlos Ibarra is able to get another first down for the Deckerville Eagles. And at this pace, we won't see them air the ball out at all.
And off throwing, see if he spoke too soon.
Here we go.
Kind of down to pass, wide open in the end zone. It is brought in. Touchdown, Deckerville. Joe DeVault brings it in. With no one around him, with 6.5 to play in the first quarter, Deckerville scores for the second time and extends the lead back out by a touchdown. Deckerville 14, Mayville 6.
The thing is Mayville, it was the perfect opportunity for it, Clark. They probably didn't have to, but they knew Mayville was starting to creep in more and more of those deep safeties, especially Stephen Gilbert and company. That's Gilbert's responsibility, the high right side of the field. He's coming up to help with the run. A great sell by Isaac Kineth, and a great throw and catch to DeVault, wide open in the end zone, and Deckerville strikes again very quickly, lining up for another two-point conversion.
Center receivers wide out each way, slot receiver both ways as well, and Isaac Kineth in trouble with the snap, has to go for it himself, and he's stopped in the backfield. Back of the 3-yard line, was almost went over his head. So the two-point conversion's no good. It's Deckerville out by 8 points. Deckerville 14, Mayville 6, with 6.5 to play in the first quarter, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
It's the annual open house at Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe Saturday, October 6th. One day only specials on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Ruger and Leopold factory representatives on hand. How about a Randy's Hunting Center exclusive? Your choice of the all-new 450 Bushmaster from Ruger in AR version, 450 semi-automatic with 5-shot magazine, 18-inch barrel and brake, or the Model 77 Hawkeye bolt action with walnut stock and high-gloss blue 20-inch barrel, only $799.99. Randy's has over 170 models of 450s to choose from. Ruger semi-automatic pistols in 9mm or 45 caliber, your choice, only $399. Optics specials like the Leopold 3x9x40 scope with custom dial for the 450 Bushmaster, only $249.95. Over 1,000 Leopold scopes on hand in dozens of models, all with 450 custom dials. Archery specialists on hand with the latest in archery equipment and crossbows. That's the annual open house Saturday at Randy's Hunting Center.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Deckerville, 2-for-2 on their offensive drives, now lead 14-6 over the Mayville Wildcats with 6.5 to play in the first quarter still. Vogel's kick comes in at the third 29-yard line, picked up at the 25 by number 20, Nick Phillips, and he's tackled by Batu Garay. He's all over the field tonight. First and 10 for the Mayville Wildcats, trailing 14-6 with 6:23 left in the first quarter. First and 10 from their own 35-yard line.
Deckerville's always been known for their strong defense, so I agree with this situation. We got Curtis Vogel. Have him kick it as deep as he can. Trust your special teams. And now force this Mayville offense to go 65, 70 yards on this defense versus just 50. So I like this decision, this change already that Coach Brown and company's making. We'll see if Mayville's spread offense can go all the way down the field again on Deckerville.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Middleton throws to his right and throws at the feet of his antenna receiver. That was Logan Lapine coming out of the backfield. Second down and 10 after the incomplete pass with a 35-yard line. 6:20 left in the first.
Middleton did what he had to do. He rolled out to the right, felt pressure. Travis Trigger was in the backfield in a hurry. And actually, I think that was a designed throwaway, Clark. He threw it at his feet because Cruz Ibera was hunting that ball down, a chance to try and take it to the house. So a smart play. Throw it at the feet of your running back and move on to live on second down.
Deckerville impressive so far, but Mayville has responded on their first drive. This is their second of the night. Their first drive consisted of 8 plays, 51 yards in for the score. The two-point conversion is no good. So now we're at 14-6 after Deckerville's second score. Middleton rolls to his right, keeps it for himself, pitches that in the last minute out to Nick Phillips, has positive yards, about 8 yards on the play, out to the 43-yard line, 2 yards short of the first down marker. Third down and 2, tackle made by Travis Trigger on the defense. Third and 2 for Mayville.
That speed option has been a great play for Mayville early in this game. They've run it 3 times, been very successful. That's the play they scored their touchdown on, and it worked again. And this time, they took the pitch away. Middleton had to take it upfield. He was probably 4 yards upfield before he ended up making the pitch to Phillips, who did a nice job spinning ahead and getting about 8 yards.
Receiver wide each way. Middleton keeps it for himself. Across the 45, has the first down right to midfield for a 7-yard gain. Tackle made by Joe DeVault, linebacker for Deckerville. Not until after a new set of downs, first and 10 from the 50.
Looks like the ball right at midfield. That time they wanted to run an option with the wide receiver running the reverse in the opposite direction. And Middleton saw an opening, didn't even look at that receiver, which would have been Phillips going right behind him for the reverse. He saw an opening, took it, and made sure he got a first down.
Spread offense, Middleton in the shotgun, hands it off to Lapine. Lapine spins through a tackle all the way down to the 47-yard line of Deckerville. Tackle made by Travis Trigger, defensive end for Deckerville. 5'11", 180-pound junior for Deckerville. Second down, 7 to go.
Trigger does a nice job knowing that Lapine had the advantage on him, so he goes low, he grabs that foot, and Lapine gets an extra yard or two out of it. I think he's going to get 3 total, but Trigger did what he needed to do to make sure Lapine didn't go any further. Second down and 7.
Second down, 7 to go from the 47-yard line of Deckerville. Almost a high snap, but Labine brings it in on the handoff, and he gets nowhere on that one as the front line of Deckerville scooped him up, led by Justin Trigger on the defensive line. Third down, 7 to go for the Mayville Wildcats, trailing 14-6.
A bad snap there. The play was a disaster from the beginning, but a pretty good recovery by Middleton. He's able to jump up and make the handoff in air to Labine. But Deckerville's defensive lineman swarming to the football, could tell it was coming, and Labine gets no gain on the play, maybe even lost a half a yard. So Mayville going to spread it out again, receiver each direction, Labine in the backfield with Middleton.
Middleton away in the